안녕하세요. EnglishInKorean.com에 오신 것을 환영합니다.
Hi everyone. Thanks for stopping by our podcast. I'm Michael.
I'm Shine.
Okay, today we're going to look at something I posted on the website recently on October 19th. This is 불가산 명사. So what is 불가산 명사 in English, Shine?
Uncountable noun.
Right. So what is 가산 명사?
Countable noun.
Right. So which one's easier? Is uncountable easier or harder? Or
I think uncountable is hard.
Right. It seems to be pretty hard for Koreans, right? So these, I wrote 골칫덩어리 or 골칫거리. What do you think that is in English?
골칫덩어리요?
Yeah. We have the like, same expression.
I know yet the similar word in it. I mean the expression. It's the pain in the neck.
Pain in the neck, right, exactly. Yeah. That's a good one. Pain in the neck. Or you can just say, it's a headache.
Just a headache.
두통이에요. You could say, the idea of uncountable nouns are a real headache for Korean people. So 말 그대로 있어요. 그 표현 아주 비슷한 거 있어요. Okay, let's look at the first one there. So I chose these because recently I've heard people use these and get them wrong. So the first one, I'll say it, you repeat after me, okay? Luggage.
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 Right. Most words in English that end with the G-E should be pronounced like J, like village, not village. Village. Now don't do that. Say village like that, and that'll be better. So for example, luggage.
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 Right, so if you have to say it with the vowel sound at the end, make sure it's like a luggage, not E. Because luggage sounds a little strange, but luggage sounds okay. Alright, so is there a word, let's say 나는 가방 두 개, 뭐 세 개 있어요. 그러면은 내가 luggages 가지고 있어요? 아니면 luggage 가지고 있어요?
Luggage.
Right, luggage. So even if you have a lot of bags, we always just call that luggage, because it's what's called a collective noun, or 집합명사. So, have any questions?
But, can I use it like, I have two luggages?
No, we don't say that. We would just say, I have two luggage. No, he would say, I have luggage.
그냥 그렇게만 해요? 수량 안 말하고, 무조건?
We do say it like this. There's what's called a counting, like, 단위? When we count it, a 네. unit, counting unit. We use something called pieces of luggage. Yeah, so when you check in at the airport in America, they won't say, how many luggages do you have? They'll ask you, how many pieces of luggage do you have?
How many pieces of luggage do you have?
Right, so in a lot of cases where you have an uncountable noun, we use pieces.
Pieces.
Yeah, as a counting unit. Okay, so you could say, I have 3 pieces of luggage when you check in. Okay, let's look at the example sentence. I'll say it, and then you repeat after me, okay?
Okay.
I am carrying a lot of luggage with me today, so as soon as I land, I'll head straight home.
I am carrying a lot of luggage with me today, so as soon as I land, I will head straight home.
Right, so what does that mean? What's the meaning of that sentence?
오늘 많은... 짐?
Right, you could just say 짐이 많아서.
짐이 많아서, 그래서 내가 가능한 도착하면 빨리 집에도 갈 거다.
Right, because the person has too many bags, right? Okay, so let's look at the next one. Advice. So what is advice?
제가 가끔 마이클한테 하는 거.
그래요?
그렇게 하면 안 돼요.
That's news to me. I've never heard that before. But so is advice, is that a verb or is that a noun? What is that?
Noun.
Right, exactly. Advice, when you pronounce it with an S, the C when you pronounce it like an S is a noun. Now what if I said advise, like a Z, then what is that?
Verb.
Right, that's the verb form of advice. Okay, so, yeah, 조언하다 or 충고해주다. Then, let's look at the example sentence. My father has given me a lot of useful advice throughout my life.
My father, this one or this one?
This one. My father has given
me a lot of useful advice through my life.
Right. So, throughout my life, what does that mean?
내 생애.
Right, 내가 사는 동안에. Right? So, 우리 아버님이 나한테 뭐
많이 조언을 주셨다.
Right. 위험한. So 몇 차례에 걸쳐서 이렇게 조언해 주셨어요. 유용한 거. A lot of useful advice. But even though he gave me advice a lot of times, on many occasions, we don't say advices. We say he gave me a lot of advice. Okay? Alright, so let's look at the example sentence for advises. Okay, Z 발음처럼 말해야 돼요. Yeah, advises me. Alright, my father advises me on many aspects of my life.
My father advises me on many aspects of my life.
Right, okay, so what is aspect? Do you know that word?
좀 어려운 단어만 아는데, 양상?
Right. In this case, sometimes it can mean 양상 or 국면. In this case, though, it means 많은 점에 대해서, 많은 것에 대해서.
네.
Okay. So another word to say, you know, 다각적으로, like from every aspect. That's another way you can use that word, from every aspect. Okay, let's look at the next page. All right, this one is 가구. What is 가구 in
English. Furniture.
Right. So I've heard a lot of people say furnitures, but we don't say that, right? If you went to the furniture store and you bought a lot of stuff, we just say, I bought a lot of furniture. Okay? All right. So let's look at the example sentence. I'll say it and you can repeat after me. His house is totally filled up with furniture. There's almost no place to stand.
His house is totally filled up with furniture. There is almost no place to stand.
Right. Okay, so what does that mean? What does the sentence mean?
그의 집은 가구로 가득 차서 네. 완전히 가득 차서
yeah.
내가 서 있을 데가 없다.
Right. Right. Good. Okay. So everybody understands that? That's pretty easy. Let's look at the next one. 지식. What is 지식?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. So I've heard a lot of people say this too. He has a lot of knowledges on that issue. Do we say that in America? Yeah. No, good guess though. Okay, so sometimes if we want to say he has a lot of knowledge, we can say it like that. We also say he has a great depth of knowledge. What do you think great depth of knowledge means?
Great depth? Depth? Yeah. 빛이잖아요, 그거는.
This is depth.
Depth?
P.
아, yeah. 깊이.
깊이 있는, right? So, what do you think depth of knowledge means? 그 분야에 대해서, in a certain field?
잘 알고 있다.
Right, right. 속속들이 잘 알고 있어요. 철저히 잘 알고 있어요.
정통에 있다.
Right, right.
한국어 good. 공부도 더 해요.
아, 예.
알려주는 그냥.
융통했어요, right? Okay, good. I'll say it and you repeat after me, okay? He has a vast knowledge of computer programming.
He has a vast knowledge of computer programming.
Good. Okay, and the last one for today, vocabulary. So we talked about this a little bit before. Let's say somebody asked me, what are you doing? Somebody calls me up, asks me, what are you doing? And I said, 나는 지금 그 한국어 어휘 공부하고 있어요. 그러면 그거 해봐요, 영어로.
I'm memorizing Korean words.
Right, or vocabulary. Right, I'm practicing my Korean vocabulary. Or I'm studying Korean vocab. That's okay, too. Yeah, just make sure you don't say vocabs. Okay, there's no word vocabs, right? Okay, let's look at the example sentence. Let's look at the second one. Part of being an eloquent speaker is having an expansive vocabulary.
Part of being an eloquent speaker is having an expansive vocabulary.
어렵죠. 여기 고급 어휘 이거, 많이 삽입했어요.
이거 저 뜻은 알아요.
Eloquent 뭐예요?
근데 이거 말 잘하는.
Eloquent.
말 잘하는.
예, yeah, 말 주변이 좋은. Right?
어, 마이클이 야, 그렇잖아요.
어, 그럼. 어, 진짜? 어, 네. 멀려.
영어로 말할 때 재밌어요.
아, 감사합니다. Okay, thank you. Then let's look at the next part. Yeah, so part of being an eloquent speaker is having an expansive vocabulary. So, there's two words, expansive, 비싸다, and expansive. What do you think expansive means?
넓은.
넓은, right. So, okay, expansive vocabulary. What's another word we can use with expansive?
Broaden?
Broaden. Yeah, it means like broad. So the expanse of the ocean, right? Sometimes we talk about how broad the ocean is. And budget. Sometimes they say It's an expansive budget, right? Mm. It sounds like expensive, but in this case it means broad, expansive. Mm-hmm. Okay, that'll be enough for today. So everybody remember, don't put an S on any of those words, okay? They're already plural. And I think that's it for now. Do you have any questions, Shine?
Is there another word, uncountable noun?
Oh, there's a lot. Can you think of any?
지금 아는 건 equipment.
Equipment, right. That's true. Some people say equipments, but we don't say that. We just say she has a lot of equipment or baseball equipment.
저 그것도 해주셨으면 좋겠어요. 그 singular랑 근데 s가 붙으면 뜻이 달라지는 거. 예를 들어서 for example, mean, means, or manner.
되게 or 많아요 manners? 그런 거.
그런 거 몇 개.
그런 거 다른 레슨으로 제가 가르쳐드리겠습니다.
네. 여러분 만족하세요?
야, 안 그래도 그거 하려고 했어요. 또 하나 있어요. 그렇구나. 그런 거 있잖아요. 이렇게 estimate 하고 estimate. 근데 estimate 발음 그렇게 하면은 명사이고
네.
estimate이라고 하면 동사이고
그런 거 record, 많아요. Record.
Yeah, record. 우리 지금 하는 거
yeah.
recording, record.
근데
record도
아니에요.
있어. 네. record도 있고.
record는 record. 이건 녹음하다. verb and record. 이건 기록.
Yeah.
noun입니다.
or LP. LP 같은 거. 앨범도
네.
record.
네. 기록
yeah.
문서.
Yeah, my mom still has a Beatles record, but we are recording this. 그런 것도 많아요.
네.
그것도 올리려고 해요.
기록도 깼다. 김연아 broke the record.
The record.
Again.
Yeah. Again. Yeah. Okay, I guess that's enough for now. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye. See ya.
Bye, everyone.